We're going to move right to the table this morning. Oftentimes we have a song in between, but I thought it'd be best just to move right here from that. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which much of which was read earlier, a piece of that says this: "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Well, this meal is an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity to enter in to more fully into the peace that God has for us, to experience his acceptance, to remember his abundance. It's an opportunity to give thanks, to rejoice, to celebrate God's acceptance and abundance in Jesus. It's an opportunity to hope in a day when we will know God's acceptance in its fullness, when we will see him face to face, when we will enjoy his abundance in its fullness, when we will enjoy the fullness of our salvation in the new heavens and the new earth. And all who trust in Jesus, right, as the one and only sacrifice for sin, and are baptized members of a gospel-preaching church, are welcome to this table. Come and enter in. Come and celebrate. Come and hope. Come and eat. If you do not believe in Jesus, or if you're not a member of his body, you're welcome to stay and watch and consider that here and now Jesus gives his people a sign of his acceptance, a foretaste of his abundance. But please let the bread and the wine pass by you. There's no spiritual benefit in them unless you receive them and at the same time receive Jesus by faith, putting all your trust in him for this life and the next. I should tell you that for this meal, we use gluten-free bread so that all may partake. And we have grape juice in the outer ring for those who would prefer it for conscience sake. Please pray with me. Our Father, we give you thanks again. Thanks for this meal, which is a reminder of the gospel, a reminder of our acceptance in Jesus, a reminder of your abundance as our God and our King, an abundance that you lavish on us, both in this life and all the more in the life to come. Father, help us to come with grateful hearts. Help us to come rejoicing in your goodness. Help us to come remembering the gospel. And help us to come hoping in things to come. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.